Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for July 16th, 2024. So we had retail sales information just come out and it was a little bit hotter than expected. So my point is that's going to be bad news for rates. What's actually taking place? Well, let's go over to Rick Santelli at CNBC, let him take it away. And then once he's done, he goes a little in depth on this thing. But once he's done, I'll put it in basically layman's terms for you and show you the market reactions that are going on right after this announcement. So Rick, take it away, buddy. Let me get to the beginning of this video and go for it.
Santelli is standing by at the CME in Chicago. Rick, take it away.
Yes, we are awaiting June retail sales and, as Becky pointed out, import.
Okay, so what I want you guys to understand is right through here what these numbers are. Okay, the fair value, you're going to take the fair value plus the future change is going to equal what the implied opening is going to be, okay? So that's what we're looking through right through here. So watch these numbers change as he brings out the retail sales numbers. Pretty big move here. So let's get to it.
Export prices, the less growth story is a biggie, so this goes a long way towards addressing that. June retail sales headline expected down 0.3% comes in better. Unchanged is actually pretty good compared to up 1/10. So we've had back-to-back months that have not been negative. Last negative month we had was April at down 0.2. Don't see revisions yet. If we strip out autos, the number improves dramatically, up 0.4%. That's the best level since March when it was up 0.6%. And if we look at ex-autos and gas, it continues to improve, up 0.8. That is a solid number. Up 0.8 equals where we were at 1 year ago in July. To find a higher number, you go all the way back to January of 23 when it was 3.2. Now, I do see the revisions start to come in. I'll get to those in a moment. The control group for retail sales, and that's the number inputted into other higher up the food chain economic releases, comes in up 0.9, another powerful number that equals where we were in March. To find a bigger number, you go to April of last year when it was 1%. Now, if we look at the revisions, we've had some. If you look at up 0.1, that now becomes up 0.3 on headline. Down 0.1 ex autos, it becomes up 0.1. Up 0.1 ex autos and gas becomes up 0.3. So all the revisions are positive and all the numbers better than expected. And other than the headline number, all numbers sequentially higher. Now, if we look at import prices, expecting down 0.2, they come in unchanged. Last month's get cut in half from minus 0.4 to minus 0.2. If you look at import prices, ex-petroleum, up 0.2, exactly mirror image of the minus 0.2 we were expecting. Up 0.2 is the warmest since April when it was up 0.6. If you look at year-over-year perspective on import prices, up 1.6. Definitely warmer than expected on this one. And 1.1 last month gets upgraded to 1.4. So 1.6 in this one actually becomes the hottest number going back quite a ways, all the way to Dec of 22. That's going to take a few points away. Now, if we look at export prices month over month, minus 0.5 going the other way. That's a big drop. Minus 0.5 follows minus 0.6, which becomes minus 0.7. So back to back, big negatives on the export side of the equation that might tell us a bit about overseas demand. And finally, on a year-over-year perspective, they're up 0.7, a bit less than expected, following up 0.5. After all of that, we do see that we went from 4.17 in a 10-year to 4.19, but that's still down 4 basis points on the short end. We're now currently at 4.43, which is 3 basis points higher than we were, but still down 3 on the session. So to summarize, less growth, that story is not borne out in retail sales at all. So we want to continue to monitor the positive revisions. And this should be good for stocks under normal conditions, but it may have Fed implications, although the July meeting certainly doesn't seem to be on the table. And nothing at the Economic Club of New York, according to my Fed sources, really changed that dynamic.
So what he was saying is retail sales just came in stronger than expected. So that should or kind of would possibly trigger the Fed to say, okay, the consumer is still spending. But again, the data that we've had coming in with the CPI and all the other numbers is showing the inflation numbers are coming down and coming down pretty darn quick. And the Fed came out and just said, we're not going to wait for inflation to get to 2%. We're going to pivot prior to that. So what he was saying is this is good news for equities, meaning stocks, but not so good news when it comes to the Fed's equation. So let's get over to the market's reaction to this. The Dow Jones now is up almost 600 points. So I've been telling you guys, here's what's going to happen. When the Federal Reserve comes out and finally telegraphs and says we're going to reduce rates, you're going to see the markets rally. So what have we seen probably in the last three trading days? We saw, I think, the Dow Jones up 400, 400, and then 500. So we got 1,300 in 3 days. You guys are missing the boat. Okay, so you might say, Dan, okay, the markets are going to crash, but you know, it was like the housing crash in 2021 and 2022 and 2023 and 2024. So here, let me explain something to you. I pleaded on one of my videos because I have a lot of people down below in the comments saying, Dan, I don't have any money. I don't have this. I don't have that. Let's maybe change the mindset. Like I was saying, Jaspreet of Minority Mindset. He made his channel that name to help change the psyche in people's heads. Stop thinking as always as a victim, and let's start helping you kind of analyze the markets and we're not going to buy real estate right now, but let's help you start creating wealth in your life. So I said that I would start giving you some advice or some things that I'm doing behind the scenes. So here's two investments I made recently and I'm adding to my positions. So I don't want you to trade on my information. I don't want you to use this and come back to me in, you know, a year from now or 6 months from now saying, Dan, I lost all my money. This is just, I'm letting you guys know what I'm doing behind the scenes so you can use it for educational purposes. Okay. So two positions I've been adding to is Bitcoin right through here. But the unique thing about this one, the ticker symbol is BITX. It actually gives you a 2x position of what's going on with Bitcoin. So every time Bitcoin moves up a little bit, you're getting two times that increase. But unfortunately, every time it goes down, you're losing twice as much as well as it is. So this is a long-term investment for me. I've been adding to this position for the last several years. And just this is one way I'm adding to that position. And then another one, even what I put my kids into, my children, when they're little, I'm like, hey, you need to start putting some money away. One of the biggest things I advise them to do is put money into the S&P 500. It's basically a basket of 500 of the top companies. And this is what's going on. So here's the return. Look at the return on this just year to date. You know, I'm not going to go through the numbers with you, but right through here, the number that closed at 68. Where is it today? 563. So it's up $100 a share, which is what, 25% when you're looking at these numbers. So these are some things that, you know, a lot of people are telling you, you know, don't buy real estate, don't buy stocks, don't buy this. Everything's going to crash. How's that worked out for you for the past year or two? Probably not very well. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. I'm not a stockbroker. I'm not a financial planner. I'm actually in real estate. If you're out there looking to try to buy your first house or maybe your first investment property, refinance, because some people are already calling us saying, Dan, I closed at 8%. Now I'm seeing rates in the sixes. What can you help me with? Well, go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. First thing I want you to do is if you're looking to buy your first house, see if there's any grants available for you. Is there any basically free money out there to help you with your down payment or maybe cover closing costs? Okay, but the number one thing to do is either click the apply now button. You're going to be on your way to putting in an application. We actually reach out to everybody as soon as they put in their application, go through all the questions that they have to make sure, you know, you're satisfied getting all your questions answered. But if you're like, Dan, can I call you guys? I really don't want to go online and spend 20 minutes putting in an application, and I don't want you to do a hard credit pull and all this other stuff. Well, just call us. You're going to go down to the bottom of the website. You're going to see it right through here. You can give us a call at 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly, and this is me, and I will respond to you. My email address is dan@therateupdate.com. So thank you so much for watching. I'll let you know later this afternoon at the closing bell video how the markets ended up. Are we going to still staying up over 500 points? And where are mortgage rates going to go from? Because the bond market right now is telling us there is going to be, let's go over to the MBS market. MBSs are up 3 right now. So that means the markets are basically just flat as a pancake. So I don't see any changes for rates today, but that can soon change. So join me later this evening at the closing bell. I'll let you know exactly what happened. Take care, folks. And if you haven't done this yet, one thing I'm going to ask you to do, just one thing. If you haven't yet subscribed, please do so right over there. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.